Regent Catherine Collins is concerned with a recommendation for a four-year moratorium tying teacher evaluations to student test scores.
It's still going to be done for the next 4 years, and at the end of the 4 years, I assume we go back to the same evaluation tool that we have had a problem with from the beginning, and that is that the Common Core was not designed to evaluate teachers.
But Collins is pleased with recommendations for shorter and fewer standardized tests for students. She's expecting to plunge into a great deal of work with other board members and the State Education Commissioner as they review all 21 Common Core recommendations.
There's some good things that, you know, people have had an opportunity to look at, but right now I need to really digest all the pieces of the 21 recommendations.
Well, we're very happy that the task force has recognized that we need high standards for our students, but the flexibility to make instruction accessible.
Ann Botticelli is Chief Academic Officer for the Buffalo Public School District. One of the recommendations specifically looks at testing issues for English language learners and students with disabilities. Many international students in the Buffalo schools struggle with language, and this recommendation, if implemented, could mean a big boost for those students.
We have a very high population of English language learners in the district, approximately 5,000 students. 40% of those are really at the two lowest levels and not yet fluent in English. And then we have a large number of SIFE students, around 550, and those are students with interrupted formal education.
Both Botticelli and Collins say it will probably take some time to conduct a thorough review before there is implementation of these new Common Core standards from the State Education Department. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.